KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
What's happening again this Friday is Man Up at Calvary Church Albuquerque, and I'm surrounded by pastors this morning and happy to be. Let's start with Pastor Taylor Braunis of Man Up. Pastor Taylor, thanks for taking the time again. We got about a little short of 10 minutes, but I wanted to make sure you had an opportunity to invite the guys that are listening. Exactly which guys are we inviting to this event? And each time we do this, what's the event in general about?
Absolutely. Well, hey, I just want to throw this out there to any guy listening. This is an event that you don't want to miss. And I think I'm speaking specifically to the dudes who maybe you're not super connected. And again, that could be here at Calvary. That could be at another church. We're not looking to just talk to Calvary guys. This is for any men in New Mexico who realize, they look at their life and say, I need connection. Man Up is the place that you're going to find it. We view every single rally as kind of a doorway for you to get connected. It's hard to get connected in our world, and we believe that if you show up at Man Up Rally, you're going to meet, even if it's just one or two other guys who love Jesus and who are willing to walk through this life with you.
Very good. Well, you know, from time to time, we have special guests come in from out of town. I know in the past, man, we've had Daryl Strawberry and other guest speakers be a part of this. Once again, we're not going for Major League Baseball guys, but we're going to the state that hosts them, especially in the spring. Lots of baseball going on there. But from Florida coming out, Kevin Miller and Stephen Christian, both pastors at a church there in Florida. Kevin, Stephen, thanks for taking the time to join us today.
Yeah, you bet. We're really glad to be on the call with you and super stoked for Friday at Man Up.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. Really looking forward to it. Thanks, Steve.
And so you guys tag team in this. Tell us how this is going to go and what the guys can expect.
Yeah, Kevin begged me to jump in this. I was asked first, and then he was like, please, Stephen, I need you obviously to carry us. I need you to carry us. And so that's how I got him, involved in this.
That's so true. Yeah, Stephen's back is going to be sore from carrying me the whole weekend. It's going to be a really, really great, really fun weekend. I'm really looking forward to this because I was I was with Pastor Taylor a couple years ago when Man Up got started and launched off the ground. So to come all the way back from Florida and be able to speak into it, it's going to be really, really fun. And to do it with my good friend Steven is going to be so fun too. So he's going to be leading worship, I'll be speaking, and we're just really excited for the night.
Well, Kevin, not to steal your thunder, but what can the guys expect? What kind of message are you bringing? And and maybe reiterate how important it is for the guys to bring guys with them.
Yeah. I love the opportunity to speak to men because I think men are hungry for real, vulnerable, raw truth. And that's what I'm bringing on Friday. We're going to just dive into some topics that I think are right out front with what men deal with. And I'm really excited for this because I think it's not just about the topic we're discussing, but it's about our need for community and one another. And this is one thing I'm so grateful that Pastor Taylor was saying, just inviting everybody to come out. When we started Man Up, part of the conversation was, are we going to live stream this? And I remember having the conversation like, we're going to actually, we'll record the video and we'll put it up online later, but you got to be in the room for these nights because there's something special, something powerful about just being in the room and in a group of men that you can't get, you know, if you're just cruising down the road, listening to a podcast or on your couch watching YouTube. So I think you got to be there for the power of the Holy Spirit to really work in your life that night.
Yeah. And how important is it for guys in any community, whether it's Florida or New Mexico or others that may find this online, elsewhere, how important is it for these guys to be equipped with the Word of God, with encouragement from one another, and to get out into the community and make a difference in, you know, what we've experienced. Well, I mean, really our whole lives, but, you know, and maybe every generation says this, but things just seem, you know, so much more going downhill culturally.
Right.
You know, how important is that, that the guys take what they get? And like you said, it's a powerful experience, but take that and actually apply it where they are to make a change.
Yeah, well, I think where the men go, the culture goes. Where the men go, the family goes. Where the men go, the church goes. And God has called us to be the leaders. And so it's time for men to be called out and called up and follow Jesus with all we've got. Life is short.
Amen. Well, Stephen, I want to bring you back in. I mean, Kevin's not just bringing you for your good looks, but maybe your spoon playing ability, which obviously the men are going to enjoy much more than that as you lead them in worship. But I'd love to see you with the spoons. Just an idea.
Okay. I'm bringing them. I'll break them out. Absolutely. No, it's going to be exciting. You know, I led worship there at Calvary for many years. It's just going to be great to be back with the team. But also, just I love what I just want to reiterate what Kevin just said, just calling that men out and up. And I think part of that is, you know, for my job is to till the soil as far as worship and just dive in, allow the Holy Spirit to be able to move in these men's lives. And so just setting them up to win for Kevin's powerful message.
I can't say how much everyone hopefully is excited to get out there Friday night. Now let's get into some of the logistics. Taylor, what instruction do you have for the guys as far as getting out here and really taking advantage of the full evening?
Well, I would say this, as usual, event is going to kick off right at 6:30 in the hub, but come on, dudes, come get some free food. We're also shaking it up. We heard your feedback a few rallies ago. That's why we've kind of shaken up the menu. We're doing breakfast for dinner, right? That's something everybody can get around. We need unity in a time like this, and we can all unify around pancakes, bacon, and hash browns for dinner. So that'll be super fun. We're going to be grilling that up. That starts at 5:30. So that's a great way, especially for that guy you want to come to Man Up. But he's not the type of guy who normally would ever show up to a church. Just tell him, hey, we're doing free dinner. Who can turn down a free dinner, right?
That's right. And 5:30, guys, as early as that, show up for that free breakfast for dinner. Then head into the hub for at 6:30 for worship and the message from Kevin. The worship led by Stephen Christian. And, you know, something we almost always mention, guys, is, you know, a few hundred guys singing praises to the Lord. That alone is a unique experience.
Yeah, it really is. I remember being in the hub at many of these rallies, and there's just something powerful about 300-400 dudes lifting their voices to the Lord. It's something I'm maybe most excited about Friday.
All right. Well, Kevin Miller, Stephen Christian, Taylor Bronis, pastors all, guys, appreciate not only the effort for Friday, but the work you're doing for the kingdom on a daily basis. God bless you and your families and your staff, and look forward to catching up Friday.
Yeah. Thank you. Can't wait.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Steve.
And hey, if you want more information, just log on to calvarynm.church. On the events page, you'll see all you need to find out about Man Up. But be there. Bring someone with you, guys. Thanks for listening to ABQ Connect.